This is the sound of a beer opening. Which means that it's almost game time. The Colorado Avalanche will take on the PK Subans, aka the Nashville Predators, tonight at the Pepsi Center in a mere hour or so. So while I try not to get caught up in too much of the hype, you have to admit, when PK Subban comes to town, it's a pretty big deal. He's a big personality and he's a really good hockey player. So with a full beer and a handful of candy, we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to have PK Subban on the ice and what I think is going to happen tonight. But first...
It's game night at the can and the crowd is getting busy. Motion's on the air, doing work and getting busy. The boys are in the hall, getting loose with soccer balls. The crowd shuffles in.
Have you ever stopped to think what star power really means? I mean, is it the guy who scores the most goals, gets the most assists, the most points? Maybe, but I think it really has a lot more to do with drawing power. Can you bring people into the arena and sell tickets? And there are a handful of guys who do a really good job at it, but I would say right now the number one draw in the NHL, outside of Connor McDavid, maybe Auston Matthews, is PK Subban. Once upon a time, there was some talk. Maybe rumbles, maybe lies, maybe rumors, I don't know, but there was talk of PK Subban possibly landing in Colorado. I don't think it was ever going to happen, and I think it's for the same reason that he got traded out of Montreal. He is a big personality, and he's a lot to deal with. I don't know if Captain Sirius, aka Landy, could put up with that. I mean, Landy's a good guy, and he has a sense of humor, but he also draws the line. You've seen him do it in the locker room quite a few times. He got on Dater for sitting in or near Joe Sakic's memorial shrine locker, whatever that thing is. And he's gotten on some players for not standing up during interviews. He's kind of a formalities guy, and I'm not sure that that would fly with PK Subban. And in a really sloppy segue kind of way, there is a good chance that these two are going to have it out on the ice tonight, too. I don't think there's any ill will, but it doesn't sound awesome if I say, yeah, I think they're going to face off against each other. No, I think they're going to go at it. I think that these two will meet on the ice because one is a top D and one is a top forward. And I think they're going to spend a little time out there trying to cancel the other one out. And guess what? I think Landy's got it. Yeah, I think Subban is awesome, but Subban needs a little room and a little time to be creative. He will knock your head off if you give him that kind of time and room around the blue line, and he has a big shot. But stay away from that big hit, keep him away from that big shot, and you're in business. Otherwise, he's going to run around out there, and he will take a penalty or two, and we can capitalize on it. I think that if we can do that, have a little discipline, and capitalize on errors, we win. And that's it. Yeah, a 4-minute podcast. Why? Because it's almost game time, and... Also, we've got some longer podcasts in the works right now that will be in between episodes, well over an hour, and we think you're going to love them, especially the people in them. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by ABS FAM. Go check them out. Super awesome. Get some.